was about to descend upon all of us. 14 months later, we finally made it to campus. And from a year of darkness, we're now emerging into the light. And I said from the very beginning, there's no chance, no chance for this economy to come back unless we beat the pandemic. I remember Congressman Ryan and I talking about that a lot in the campaign trail. You had to beat the pandemic to bring the economy back. And so that's what we set out to do, to help a lot of the people that are right here. And after administering 271 million doses of vaccine in the first 120 days, and we have the cases are down now from January, they're down 83%, COVID cases, down. The number of deaths has fallen by 85%. Schools are reopening, businesses are opening, restaurants are reopening, and I hear that as last night's vaccine lottery, Ohio has a new millionaire. I tell you what, who would have thunk it? $1 million for getting the vaccine. But it's working. Now 56% of Ohioans have had at least one shot. We've got to get to 70%. That's the goal. We've turned the tide on the once-in-a-century pandemic. We've turned the tide on a once-in-a-generation economic crisis. And families are beginning to be able to breathe just a little bit easier. We still have work to do, but our future today is as bright and as wide open as it ever has been.
Well, again, you notice, in fact, you notice that he never mentions the guy that created the vaccines, that created Operation Warp Speed. To me, it's just incredible that there's none of that. By the way, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. Stick around, more to do as we continue. We'll take you back to the floor of the United States Senate in just a couple of minutes. Final debate on that January 6th commission, which to me is a lot of work, a lot of expense, and it's unneeded. We're talking about the January 6th commission, similar to the 9/11 commission. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
A long Memorial Day weekend means a lot of traffic on area freeways, which, of course, means more accidents. And that's what we've experienced this afternoon. You're bumper to bumper right now as you head into the Spaghetti Bowl. U.S. 95 eastbound at Rancho, there's a crash there on the right shoulder, and they've got some cones separating the lanes there. So approach that area with caution. Another crash, 215 westbound, that's at the Interstate 15 northbound on-ramp. Heavy congestion, 15 northbound at Tropicana, 15 north at Sahara, still very slow there. 15 south at Owens, you'll touch the brakes. 215 eastbound at Valley Verde, 95 west at Decatur, very slow through those areas. And lane restrictions, that's 215 westbound at Tenaya.
My name is Vegas Strip. AutomotiveMap.com presents the Sports Flash on KMZQ.
Broken up at center again. Here's Stern. Arching right back in again. Breaking in is Bjugstad. Bjugstad shoots. He scores! Bjugstad on a backhander. It's 3-0 Wild.
The action on the Minnesota Wild Radio Network. The series tied at 3 games apiece. Minnesota with a 3-0 win over Vegas last night. The Wild able to force a decisive Game 7. That'll be tomorrow night in Vegas. 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. Last night, Cam Talbot with 23 saves for the shutout. Marc-Andre Fleury gave up 3 goals on 24 shots. The Wild with a chance to win the series after being down 3-1. NBA tonight, Suns and Lakers Game 3. The series tied at a game apiece. The matchup at the Staples Center in L.A. Game 4, the Suns. Sunday afternoon. Download the free Score app. Lightning fast updates so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. I'm Chuck Sanders with the KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 Talk Radio Done Right.
Designer face masks, DIY haircuts, In a world full of things you never thought possible, here's one more. Now you can get the same high-quality insurance from Allstate, but at a new low rate. Drivers who switched and saved averaged $718. With Allstate, you can lower your rates, not your expectations. Visit Allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today.
Reported average annual savings from switching auto by new customers surveyed who saved with Allstate in 2019. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Not available in every state. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Don't forget, coming up top of the hour, very excited to have Mark Hutchison on. I thought he was going to run for governor. Turns out he's not. He's going to support Joe Lombardo, Sheriff Joe, and we'll find out what figured into his decision to decide not to run for office, but to support another candidate for office, Joe Lombardo. We had John Lee on a couple of weeks ago, and he's running. So we got, right now, we got Joe Lombardo and John Lee running, and two interesting candidates. We'll talk about the race for governor coming up in just a couple of minutes. Karl Rove was on Fox. I'm trying to think which Fox and Friends this morning, and one of the things they talked about. There's a new poll out that 47% of Americans think that Joe Biden is spending too much money. And by the way, now, just to give you a quick thumbnail sketch, this is so bizarre what they're talking about now. Originally, he came out with a $1.8 trillion, I'm talking about Biden, came out with a $1.8 trillion infrastructure package, of which only 5% was infrastructure, roads, bridges, broadband, things like that. But the bulk of it was other stuff, child care, paid family leave, all kinds of stuff that had nothing to do with roads and bridges and railway, nothing to do with it. So I found it interesting that this new Fox News poll coming out today says that they've now scaled it down. Yeah, what was 1.8 became 1.7. Now it's at 900 million. Don't know where it's going to end up going. Don't know if they'll. They don't have the votes for it now, and it'll be interesting to see if it's going to go lower than that. But I found it interesting that Karl Rove was on Fox News talking about the poll showing that 47% think that Joe Biden is spending too much money. This is cut one. This is cut one. Karl Rove earlier today on Fox News Channel.
Well, I think you put your finger on it. That number's grown in a relatively short period of time by a big number. Mm-hmm. The poll then goes on to ask a question about spending, the administration's spending proposals, and 47% say that there's been too much spending. Only 17% say it's about right. But that shows why this is going to be a important election for both parties, because while 47% did say too much, 33% said about right, and 17% said not enough. So if you take a look at that, we're a divided country, because you have 47% saying too much and 50% saying about right or not enough. So this group down here, the 33% who say about right, are going to have to be convinced by the Democrats that they're right, that it is, you know, it's about right. But the Republicans are going to have to convince some of those people that it's too much. And we're likely to see this benefit the Republicans in swing areas. And there's some good, there's some evidence out that that the swing areas in the country are slightly more conservative than the nation as a whole, as you might expect. And there's a supporting this is there's a new poll out by No Labels. That's a sort of a bipartisan group of swing congressional districts. A plurality of those districts say the country's on the wrong track. 7 out of 10 of those districts, the majority of the people say the economy is on the wrong track. And while the economy and COVID are top issues, they believe that Biden has not united the country in 6 out of 10 of those districts. They think he's governed as a partisan, not as a uniter.
So there you go. I want you to hear just a little bit of Chuck Schumer. He is the Senate Majority Leader. He was on the floor of the Senate earlier today.
Move forward together and pass this bill. Now, on another matter that should also be just as bipartisan in the Senate, the commission to investigate the January 6th attack on the Capitol. We all know that January 6th was one of the lowest moments in our democracy, one of the lowest moments in the grand history of our 200 and some odd year experiment, noble experiment in democracy. An outgoing president of the United States, fresh off an electoral defeat, a significant electoral defeat, did something that no other president in recent history has done. Rather than accept the results of the election and support the peaceful transfer of power, a hallmark of our democracy that has inspired democracies all over the world, former President Trump unabashedly lied repeatedly about the results of the election and fomented an armed rebellion at the United States Capitol. We're all witnesses to those events. We all heard the lies. We lived through the terrible consequences. Lest we forget, 140 police officers were injured in the attack. 5 Americans would eventually lose their lives. In the weeks since, faith in our elections has plummeted. More than half of the Republican Party now believes that 2020 elections were rigged and that Joe Biden isn't the actual president of the United States. Republican state legislatures across the country, captured by Donald Trump's big lie, are tripping over themselves to restrict access to the ballot box. Arizona Republicans, in quote-unquote an election audit, have been researching for traces of bamboo fibers in the 2020 ballots, chasing a bananas-crazy right-wing internet conspiracy that China had ballots imported to tip the scales for Biden. That is how insane this has become, hunting for bamboo in ballots. We need to put a stop to this cancer in the Republican Party. We need to stand up to the big lie. We must get at the truth and do everything in our power to restore Americans' faith in our elections and this grand, ongoing, noble experiment of democracy. In that light, a national bipartisan independent commission to report on the events of January 6th is exactly what the doctor ordered. We have to investigate, expose, and report on the truth. We need to establish a trusted record of what really transpired on January the 6th and the events that preceded it. That's what this commission is designed to do in a bipartisan, straight down the middle manner. Now, I've gone through all the silly excuses that we've heard from our Republican colleagues about why the commission isn't needed, it's too early, will go on for too long, needs to be modeled after the 9/11 commission, even though it already is. The truth of the matter seems to be that Senate Republicans oppose the commission because they fear that it might upset Donald Trump and their party's midterm messaging. I'm not speculating. That was reported in Politico yesterday that the Senate leader, Republican leader, warned his conference that January the 6th commission could hurt the Republicans politically. Well, too bad. This is too important. For the sake of Americans' faith in our democracy, there must be a full, thorough, and trusted account of what happened on January the 6th. Senate Republicans must decide if they're on the side of truth or on the side of Donald Trump's big lie.
There you have it.
The Senate Majority Leader essentially saying, yeah, we do need January 6th. Mitch McConnell says, we don't need January 6th. And that is a problem. That is a major, major problem. One of the things we'll do when we come back is we'll let you hear from Mitch McConnell. He makes a pretty strong case why we don't need this, that we've already got investigations going on in the House and the Senate. We've already got it. We don't need more. It's January 6th overkill, I think is the best way to put it. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
It's Las Vegas' best local talk. Heidi Harris talks the politics of life. Weekdays 9 to noon with Bill O'Reilly's 15-minute news and comment at 11:45. Kevin Wall drives you home 3 to 6 a.m. 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again, but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Carry on my wayward son, don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play. And it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Coach Pete on his Core and Explore strategies.
So the Core is safe money, but it's also money that you know what kind of income you're going to get from it. It gives you that peace of mind all the way through retirement, by the way, knowing what your income's going to be at the absolute minimum. Could be more, never less. Then the Explore is taking risk, more risk than you ever imagined, because you already got your core in place.
Call 888-702-8898 or text Vegas to 888-702-8898. We've made it easy for you. Call or text the word Vegas to 888-702-8898.
This is Republican Assemblyman Gregory Hafen II of Assembly District 36. My district includes Pahrump, most of Nye County, parts of Northwest Las Vegas, Logandale, Moapa, and a portion of Lincoln County. I will be on the Kevin Wall Show throughout this year's legislative session to review all the recent happenings in Carson City, the horse trading, bill sponsors, and lobbyists behind the bills that are being considered and passed by your legislature. To learn more about me, go to Hafen4Nevada.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free for Hims.com/radio. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address. forhims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Can I tell you one of the most profound messages that I've had was from a friend who said, make sure you check out Dr. Mark Siegel on Fox News. And I get people telling me to watch stuff and to read stuff and all that all the time. But it was interesting. Dr. Mark Siegel was on with Dana Perino earlier this morning. And one of the things that he said resonated with me, and I wanted to share it with you, and that is that fear has been a major part of the pandemic. Yes, there's been a virus. I understand that this is medical. But also, there's another part to this, and that fear, this is cut four, has been a major part of the pandemic with Dana Perino on Fox earlier today.
Fear is valuable, but you know what fear is? It's a deep-rooted emotion that's supposed to protect us against imminent danger. It's the strongest emotion in the brain. It overcomes all reason. So we try to reason, rational, right? But fear overtakes us. You know what we should be afraid of? Manipulating viruses through medical experiments to the point where they potentially could go human to human. That's called gain-of-function research. Why should that scare us? Because the virus could remain in nature and never go human to human. A lot of viruses, like bird flu was one, which killed millions of birds, never made the jump over to humans. And coronaviruses don't even mutate as much as flu does. So we should be afraid of that. We should be afraid of the smoke screen that the Chinese government has thrown over always infectious diseases that are emerging. We should be afraid of that. We should be afraid of lockdowns and what they've done to our society, to our psyche. But you know what we shouldn't be afraid of, Dana? If we happen to take a mask off for 5 seconds, that virus is not parading down the street, overtaking us. We shouldn't be afraid of that. And we shouldn't be afraid of sending our kids to school either. So much has been done with fear over the course of this pandemic, where the fear has become the issue rather than the actual risks.
You make very good points, and you can see some relief on some people, right, that are no longer fearful, that are venturing out, and now the weather is getting better. Some of those mask mandates are coming back, and even in some of the stores that you can go to. But I also wanted to ask you about this, because Moderna is saying that they now believe that the vaccine is safe for kids 12 to 17. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I that's another fear issue, you know, because I think that we shouldn't be afraid of the vaccine. We should be afraid of the virus. So, in other words, you have a situation where there's some emerging cases of a heart inflammation, myocarditis, that might be linked to the vaccine in maybe 1 out of 1 million cases. In Israel, it was 60. It was 64 out of 5 million cases.
I'm sorry, sir. What is myocarditis?
Myocarditis is when the heart muscle itself gets inflamed. Mm-hmm. But you know what can cause that, Dana, the heart muscle getting inflamed? COVID itself. And among hospitalized patients, and some of them are young, they're not all old. We always say they're over the age of 65, but some are younger. It actually exacerbates pre-existing heart problems, and even if you've never had a heart problem, you're much more likely to get a problem with your heart from COVID than from any vaccine. And that's the way you juggle fear. What should you be afraid of? You should not be afraid of the vaccine. This turns out to be one of the safest vaccines we've seen. Got side effects, sore arm, fatigue, but almost always, in the vast majority of the cases, it's very, very safe. Now, it's a decision for parents and children to make. It should not be superimposed.
That's Dr. Mark Siegel, the kind of the Sanjay Gupta for Fox News, and he's really good. I wish he had said this 6 months ago, when people were still afraid to go outside. They were still afraid to go without a mask. I wish he had said this 6 months ago. because that little soliloquy was flat out amazing. Stay where you are. More to do. Don't forget, we got tons of show left. We're coming to our final hour, but no. Mark Hutchison will join us, founding partner with Hutchison Stephan, a law firm. I've been asking him to run for office. He said he was looking at it, and now we find out he's not going to run. Why? Why not? We'll talk about it. It's all coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Las Vegas Best Talk. Mike Gallagher, 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you, 9 to noon. Listen to Charlie Kirk, noon to 3. Drive home with Kevin Wall, 3 to 6. And end your day with Jim Bohannon, 7 to 10. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't miss the huge annual Bullfrog Spas Memorial Day sale. During this special event, you'll save up to $2,000 off MSRP. And get 0% financing for 36 months OAC. At this price, they're selling fast. Hurry in to place your order for a beautiful, energy-efficient, and fully customized hot tub at the Bullfrog Factory Store, located at 209 North Stephanie Street in Henderson. The sale ends Monday. Bullfrog Spas. Peaceful body, peaceful mind, peaceful home.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. There are plenty of institutions and organizations here in Nevada that want to control your lives through our state government. Nevada Policy Research Institute is here to stop these overgrown bullies. Ask yourself, who is keeping Nevada students from returning to school? Will the governor actually cut some state programs and government employees instead of raising your taxes? In the 2021 legislative session, the cry from the institutions will be more taxes, more taxes. Nevada Policy will be there to speak for you, the individual. Nevada Policy educates voters, legislators, and the media on sound ideas to protect your freedoms and pocketbook. Nevada Policy publishes, lobbies, testifies, litigates, and speaks, to name some of the many ways Nevada Policy changes minds. If you'd like to understand our state's issues and hear solutions to Nevada's problems, sign up for our emails at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by the Libre Initiative. The Libre Initiative. Coming up. We're gonna double dip. Mark Hutchison will join us, the former lieutenant governor, the founding partner of Hutchison Stephan Law Firm, and a former Nevada lieutenant governor. Why did he choose not to run for governor? I fully expected when we originally booked him for today that we'd be talking about his campaign, and now we find out that he's not running. Why is that? So we'll get to that. Also, Melissa Hardy, Assemblywoman District 22, will join us from Carson City. They're down to 5 days in the legislative session. That means a lot of bad laws can be passed and signed into law by the governor. And this is a little scary in these final 5 days. A lot of stuff comes out that a lot of the bills that you thought were dead, all of a sudden they pull a Freddy Krueger on you, and all of a sudden they come back to life. Just when you thought they were dead and you don't have to worry about them, all of a sudden they're in another form, in another bill, with another bill number, and we'll talk about that. And the pace, they are passing bills at an alarming rate. And the Democrats